It's okay.
So the truth is that it's very important. Yeah. No, it's still important to have friends. Men need to have men, and women need to have women. And even though in marriage you have you get a lot, but you still there are still things that you don't get. And that's why it is important that when people are adults, they have people. And one of the challenges, especially for people like you guys, if you're in this community, is that you have a lot of guys like these guys, and you're in different stages. You're already marrying off your kids, and these guys just got married. Not so long ago. But it's very important to have people at your stage of the game. It gives a lot. Even in terms of, I remember sitting at an event where the people were talking.
This is being recorded,
yeah. And one woman said to her friends, she said, you know, my mother can't have us over for Pesach anymore. And I'm not willing to let her get old. I'm not willing to let her not have us for Pesach. And I say, Ma, you could do it. And the other women were looking at her and saying, if your mother's too old and she needs to rest, then you have to get with the game. It doesn't work that way. You don't want her to be there, but that's where she's at. Now, if you're at the same stage, then you could understand the emotion the other person's feeling. I don't want my parent to get old. If you're at a different stage, it sounds so egotistical. What do you mean? Your mother needs a break, and you're saying no. You listen differently to someone who's going through the same thing. When someone talks about teenagers, and you're having your own teenagers, so then you could hear it. When someone's talking about teenagers, and it's nice theory. It's like all those people who aren't married telling you about how to raise your kids. It's nice theories, you know. I always tell my wife, we have to have someone here who's a teenager, because that way we'll have answers to all our questions. You know, before you deal with life, you have all the answers. It all works. It's afterwards that suddenly... What?
He's looking at it from an outside
perspective. From an outside perspective, right.
Third parties involved.
Right. So the mindset, I'm saying it's very important, and as much as we get out of our relationship in marriage, there are things that we need that we can only get with people of our gender. And I'm not only talking about saying jokes about our wives. I'm saying... I didn't say that. My wife is here and she told me to talk loud enough that she could hear. But seriously, there's a tremendous need that people have. And where do you find it? So some people find it in shul. If you go to a shul where people don't talk, where they daven, so then you have to find it, and hopefully you do go to such a shul, so then you have to find it before davening, after davening, at a shir. But friendship, as the Mishnah says, requires investment. Knei lecha chaver. The Mishnah says you have to acquire it. That means it won't come without investing time. And that could be learning with a chavrusa. And sometimes money, right. Money, not necessarily because he's your friend because you give him money, but it can mean going on a trip together. It can mean taking time off of work to be together. It means, like you said, money, right? It's going to have a cost. And if you want it to come for free, you usually won't be able to find it that way.
A guy's trip or something like that?
Yeah, it could be a guy's trip, yeah. It could be a camping trip, a hiking trip. No, I'm very serious. I'm not joking. I'm very serious. Some women are not open to it. Some women, my wife and I can't forget. We were once at a family event where there were brothers who got together who hadn't seen one another for years, and the mother said, "Why don't you guys go out?" And the wives of all the brothers said, "Without us?" And all the wives were like up in arms, like, "What's going on here?" So if there's such a scenario, you got to figure out ways around it. It's like the guys who I tell them, call your mother from work. Call her from work and tell her, you know, how are you nowadays? Don't come home and call her, right? So you have to find your way around it. It's not a... but it is important. If I were giving this class to women, then I would talk about the women's needs for friends of their gender. What?
Is it like the same like level of need? Because I find like the women have an emotional aspect. They really need to get off.
They need it much more than men.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
No. But men shouldn't think they don't need it. men need it. And it's not only that they need it, it would help them in their marriage and in all of life, having male friends. And there are a lot of organizations today that help non-Jews set this up. For us, we shouldn't need it. Meaning, hopefully you can get it through Shir. Hopefully you can get it through Shul. Hopefully through you can build friendships in places where you have enough in the community overlap.
Make a friend?
Yeah.
Really?
There are a lot of them saying there are clubs. Men have a lot of ways to get together. There's a YPO, Young Presidents Organization. I'm saying there are organizations on all levels of classes. In the YPO, I think you have to have a minimum income of $1 million to be there. You have to have your company has to have a minimum, I think, of 14 or 12 million overturn per year. Okay, let's say there. You have to have a minimum of, I think, 250 workers. But it's a very powerful organization, YPO. I was offered to join. I don't have any of the criterion. No, but I think it also costs like $8,000 or $10,000 to be a member per year. It's like, okay, fine, goodbye. But I was given access to see what they have there. It's a tremendous force. You have access to the top young presidents of the world, presidents of companies. And they help one another out, meaning they found a way to develop friendships in your niche. It's a huge organization. It's international. They have it in Israel too, but it's
BNI.
I don't know what that is.
BNI is they have several groups all over Israel. It's also America, whatever. It's business networking thing. But a lot of friendships come from this. You know, there's only one. It's like everyone that's in the group. There's only one per thing. Like you're an architect, you're a plumber. Only could be one.
Yeah.
And they give each other referrals, but also they make a lot of friendships.
Right? Yeah.
Something that if someone's a professional, if you're a professional, it might be a good thing to join.
YPO, you're getting a certain class, though.
Right.
Meaning you're getting presidents of organizations. You're getting in touch with the top. Meaning when you need whatever, it doesn't matter what YPO is. It's irrelevant to us. But Lamaisa, coming back to what? I don't know. That's the idea of sukkah. Yeah, I don't need to be there. I can have a hut. My happiness is not contingent on that. I don't need that.
My hut might be standing still if I had it.
I think your friends could help you with that too. It's not. But coming back to here, so it's important. It's the time, and it's a tremendous asset. And one of the challenges we have is that most people develop their real deep friendships when they're young. It's the guy you cut school with. It's the guy you did all your shtuyot with. Those are the friendships that somehow have tremendous meaning for us. We found in shul that everyone has an opinion about what Yomim, anyone who grew up with Yomim Noram has an opinion of what Yomim Noram should look like, and everyone's opinion is the recreation of what they grew up with. And it's very powerful. Everyone wants to have that. And to us, it's striking because I keep telling myself, our kids are going to want to recreate this. So I hope what we're doing is good. I hope it's worth recreating because that's going to be their shul. That's going to be their Yomim Noraim. But the same thing happens with friendships. That people feel like my real friendship was the friends I had when I was 12 and 14 and 16. That was friendship. And on some level, what?
Or in the army,
right. So now, on some level, you're never going to be able to get that. If you're looking for that, you're not going to get that. You're not going to cut school again together. You're not going to have those emotional bonds that you have when you're 12 and 14 and 16 and 18 maybe. Or in the army. That you're not going to have. But that doesn't mean you can't have tremendous friendships. And sometimes people feel frustrated. What?
I think it's less of an age thing than a bachelor thing, no?
So that's another whole topic in its own right, that mm-hmm. people have to be able to detach from their bachelorhood and their bachelorhood friends. And that's its own topic. That's a totally separate thing. And there are people
that's
who...
like the stage when people are able to connect with, like, just anybody. So thing. Like, when you're married, you're connected to your wife, and you... Not
right.
Maybe
so,
invest more time into connecting with.
I would say differently. When a person's a bachelor, they can develop a very intense relationship. That's in truth, it's unhealthy. At 12 and 14 and 16 and 18, it's healthy. Afterwards, it starts being unhealthy because he's not married. And then people, again, but that, you're like you said, and under normal circumstances, that's not going to happen once you're married. You're not going to get to that relationship, but that doesn't mean you should forgo it. Most men forgo relationships with other men. It's like, hi, how are you? And they never will share what's really going on inside of them. What's going on in their job? What's going on in their life? To have a friend that you connect with. So I said this once in Mechon Meir. I said to one of our students, I said, you're only willing to have relationships that are directional on a ladder, not parallel. You can have a relationship with a teacher, with a rav, with someone who you look up to. You can have a relationship with a subordinate, someone who you look down to, someone who you're helping. But you have to be able to connect the relationship of equals. And that's a friendship. Friendship is where I can connect you and where we're suffering the same things, we're having the same hardships, we're having the same problems, and we're connected. And that, very often people, dafka, it could be here, people have an easier time doing it, because if you're an Olei Chadash and you're suffering through not having a table or a bed or a job or everything else, so then you connect more easily. You end up, because you are going through similar hardships, and that helps people connect. So it could be here, dafka, people are having an easier time doing it. But Begadol, it's important. It is important, and it gives us a koach, it gives us a happiness in life. And I recommend personally that if people can do it through Torah, as the Rambam says, then people can forge a tremendous relationship. And it doesn't have to be Rebbe Talmud. Chavrusa, the idea of a chavrusa is amazing. The connection you could have. Elamai, you have to invest in it, like you said. There are many shiurim that go on trips together. Sometimes you say, let's go on a trip together, and people look at you like, what am I going on a trip? What am I, on a field day? No, because chavrusas, because learning together can help you create bonds on levels that are totally different than other things. And like the Rambam writes, that's the ideal friendship. But very often it won't develop if you won't take the time outside. And it takes investment. It takes investment. It means some of the time, like you said, naturally I'm with my family. I don't have enough time for family. Where am I going to have time for this? But if I take time for this, I might have more koch for family. I might be happier and more able to do what I should do.
Is there a seder to do that? Because if I go to my wife right now and say, oh, by the way, I'm going on a trip with Weinrobe, I'm going to kill you because you have to take me out. And like, my,
there is my...